Chapter 3. One of the many dangers of being born royal, aside from death by boredom during her aunt's lessons, was the constant threat of abduction. As her mother was the queen of Alderaan, and her father the queen's consort, to say they were wealthy and powerful was a vast understatement. When the seediest cretins came crawling out of the darkest corners of the galaxy looking for victims, Leo was a natural target for their greed. So, despite feeling there was something terribly unladylike about throwing large, sweaty men around on wrestling mats, her aunts agreed with her parents that self-defense needed to become part of her relentless princess training once she turned 16. Leia had loved the rush that feeling physically strong had given her. It was the same buzzing sensation she felt every time she did something useful for the rebellion. Plus, the self-defense lessons had their unexpected uses. For instance, being able to punch a dummy made it easier to turn around later in the afternoon and learn 10 different ways to curtsy without kicking her aunts in the shins. And a single piece of advice from her instructor had saved her life 100 times over. Pay attention. Leia kept her mind clear and focused on the moment, her eyes open and scanning the Star Destroyer and every Imperial soldier around her. They had brought the Tantive IV into a hangar bay that was mostly deserted. Of course. Leia was still a member of the Senate, and Vader would do everything in his vast power to hush up this incident. Including, if she had to guess, destroying her ship and blaming her unfortunate death on some kind of mechanical malfunction. Her stomach clenched, twisted into knots. No, they hadn't killed her on the spot, but Leia was certain it had nothing to do with her being a senator or a princess, and everything to do with the answers Vader thought he could get out of her. What would happen after he realized she'd give him nothing about the rebellion? Leia would willingly jump out of an airlock into the freezing vacuum of space before she would betray her father and the people she'd come to think of as comrades. She had to get out. Get the truth out. If she could just get down to Tatooine and find the droid and General Kenobi, she could still salvage the mission. And, if nothing else, she could tell her father she was still alive. Leia burned with the need to prove she hadn't failed him or the rebellion completely. She would never let herself wallow in the helplessness the Senate had tried to drown her in. There was still too much to do. The Star Destroyer's interior was exactly like the regime it served, cold and ruthlessly efficient. It was all sleek lines, everything in pure white or black. There was no gray in the Emperor's world. There was us, and there was them. There was his way, or no way at all. Leia was hustled into a narrow silver tube of an elevator that shot her and her escorts up to a walkway at breakneck speed. She leaned around the broad shoulders and shining armor of the stormtroopers, trying to dodge their grips to see what was below. A series of hangars, as it turned out. Each wide, echoing chamber featured impossibly tall ceilings and enormous metal doors to draw ships inside. You could fit the entire population of some planets in here, Leia thought, shocked at their size. She saw sparks spraying up as engineers worked to repair ships. Droids hauling in heavy pieces of machinery no man could have ever lifted, and assembled lines of troops drilling in formations. Compared with the others, the hangar they'd towed the Tantive IV into was smaller, but already swarming with stormtroopers and Imperial officers. It was the third hangar they passed that caught and held Leia's attention. There were two shuttles docked below, with only a single crew moving carts of supplies toward them. Someone's prepping for a trip, she thought. Her mind worked at light speed, and she saw her escape plan unfold as clearly as if the Emperor himself had rolled out a carpet for her. A small thrill of victory raced through her. She could work with that. Her spirits lightened for the first time in hours, and she felt the crushing pressure lift off her chest. The shuttles would be fueled, and the shuttles were outfitted with weapons. She could blast her way out, and by the time they realized what was happening, she'd be through Tatooine's atmosphere. "Take that!" she wanted to shout to the other senators. She was about to prove exactly what she was capable of when given the opportunity to try. Her membership in the rebellion still felt new, too fresh. She'd needed the mission to show them her dedication and how far she'd go for them if only they'd give her the support to get there. This, the story of her escape under Vader's nose, would solidify her bond with them that much more. No one, not the media, not her aunts, not even her father, would be able to deny that she was a fighter and deserved to have her voice heard. "If I don't get shot out of the sky first," she thought. No, she could do it. She'd had years of flight training, and, well, there were all those dunes to hide in. Let's see how Vader liked getting gritty sand in sensitive places in his armor. She found her chance as two of her escorts broke away, heading into a nearby command room, if she had to guess, to begin processing her into the detention block. Leia allowed the others to push her into yet another elevator. The doors had barely shut when she swung her bound hands toward the control panel with a thwack, causing the car to jerk to a stop. The stormtroopers next to her were thrown off balance, giving her the chance to swipe one of their blasters and fire.
"Stop!
Too late for that, laser brain," Leia thought, glancing down at their stunned forms. Neither of them had the key to her binders. She reached up to pull one of the dozens of pins out of her hair and went to work jamming the electronic lock. Like the binders mattered, she could fly herself out there blind, deaf, and with both arms and legs bound behind her back. The second the elevator door hissed open, Leia slipped out and scanned the empty hall. She turned back and fired a shot at the elevator's control panel. The doors shrieked in protest, jamming over and over on one of the stormtroopers' feet. Leia blew a stray piece of hair out of her eyes in a huff of annoyance as she kicked the foot back into the car. The elevator door slammed shut. Leia kept to the edge of the corridor, hanging back a few steps from the hangar's entrance. The air on the ship was dry and freezing cold, but Leia felt damp with sweat. Pulse fluttering, she watched the engineers step through the hangar door together, speaking quietly. They turned, heading away from her. Leia was still clutching the stolen blaster as she slipped inside and made a run for the shuttle. The boarding ramp was down. Her mind sorted through the dangers quickly, like she was flicking through a stack of Sabacc cards. If no one was on board, she could just go. If someone was on board, she'd need to stun him, but she could use him as a hostage. Stars, her aunts would have expired on the spot hearing that unprincess-like thought. Two or three people inside would pose somewhat more of a challenge. The thought slid to a halt at the same moment her feet did. Standing at the top of the shuttle's boarding ramp, hands on his hips, as solid and large as any of Alderaan's mountains, was Darth Vader.